From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Michael Ryan from the Mountain Eagle reports that Greene County Legislature is asking for bids to work on stabilization of Catskill Point. The Freight Masters Building and Maritime Museum are there on Catskill Point, the southernmost tip of the confluence of the Hudson River and Catskill Creek in Catskill. The story says there has been erosion behind the warehouse next to the museum that threatens to undermine the structures and landing dock. Legislators are also looking to stabilize the shoreline and install a sheet pile bulkhead, geogrid tiebacks, riprap, and stone fill. Greene County Legislature Chair Patrick Linger said, and I quote, "The damage goes deep down into the river. We've sent divers down there. We've determined this absolutely has to be done," end quote. The story says the legislature has $1.25 million for the project. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Chatham Town Judge James F. Forster is retiring at the end of the year after 11 years as a town justice. Forster said, and I quote, "I'm very excited and happy, and I'm looking forward to being able to do a lot of skiing at Hunter Mountain. It was a great honor, and I feel like I was able to help the community. Over the years, a lot of people have come up to me after they had issues in my court and expressed their appreciation to me for helping them by getting them assistance and helping them move forward with their lives," end quote. Forster was also the Village of Chatham Justice. Michael A. Hart replaces him as town justice on January 1st, and Judge Michael Rosen will continue to serve as co-judge. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill sponsored by State Senator Michelle Henchy to stop chronic late billing by Central Hudson and other utility companies. Henchy said, and I quote, "Extreme back billing creates unexpected financial burdens for families and small businesses, making budgeting nearly impossible since people can't predict the arrival or amount of their next bills. Our legislation finally cracks down on this predatory billing practice and, for the first time, provides better protections for residents and small businesses alike by preventing utility companies from charging customers if they send a bill more than 3 months late," end quote. The new law stops the utility from backbilling if a bill is issued more than 3 months late. Central Hudson has begun to move away from estimated billing and back to monthly meter reading. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.